This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Speaking of politics, the president and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping are out here in Southern California this afternoon, Rancho Mirage to be specific, for their laid-back yet still high-stakes summit meeting in the desert. The two leaders, of course, get all the headlines. That makes sense. But for residents out there, the important part is the hundreds of people those two men are bringing with them. Staffers, security, advisors, media, all of whom will mean big business for local businesses. Marketplace's Noelle King went out to take a look around, and she started at Sunnylands, the exclusive compound where the meetings are going to be held.
There's a guard posted out front. He's got a walkie-talkie and a gold golf cart. And I can't see inside because the entire place is sort of blocked off by these, maybe they're iron bars.
I asked the guard, could I take a look inside? He asked me to leave. So I went to the Palm Springs Hilton.
Hi, can I help you?
Where the Chinese delegates were supposed to stay. General Manager Aftab Dada wants this event to expose Palm Springs to Chinese tourists.
Our Convention and Visitors Bureau is definitely going to do some target marketing. We're going to do anything and everything possible to showcase our destination to the international world, especially China.
But the Chinese delegation canceled because the hotel couldn't fit them all. Still, Dada has a full house.
The Air Force One crew, we also have the Marine helicopter crew that are also staying with us.
Across the street from the Hilton, Sam Harris is hoping those crew members will head over to his place, Sherman's Deli and Bakery. Here's his pitch.
We're famous for our large portions, corned beef, pastrami, Reubens, corned beef hash and eggs.
And in case President Obama ventures out for dinner, Casey Hedger, the general manager of Shame on the Moon, has a four-course prefix for $38.
We have a wonderful pasta dish with slippertail lobster and rocktail shrimp.
But if Obama does show,
then, of course, customers never want to leave. It becomes a people-watching event, and obviously we want to make money, no offense.
So how much does our government spend on these summits? Exact numbers are hard to find. Steve Ellis is with the budget watchdog Taxpayers for Common Sense. He says it's probably in the millions of dollars, but it's staged to look like anything but.
They're not going to be wearing any ties. It's going to be short-sleeved shirts and all casual. That's what they want to get across as the message, rather than here we're spending millions of dollars when we've got a $16.5 trillion debt.
May seem a little wasteful to some, but in the Coachella Valley, they're just happy for the mini economic boom. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.